I'm sorry. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is no other name higher than the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, your name is above. Before, your name is above. Anything that you can ever go through, your name is far above everything. Your name is far above our step of.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm
We give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for right here. Thank you.
I'm just overwhelmed, very overwhelmed. And everybody here has played a significant part in my recovery. And I can't thank you all enough. This isn't me, it's God, because I can't stay clean on my own. I tried for 20 years, and it never happened. And just this church, this you, Pastor Regina, Swinda, Carrie, Amanda, Jessica, you inspire me every day. Amber, all your help. Krista, just being there always. All of you have played such an amazing role. But I just want to say, when I came in here, I was broken. I didn't have my family with me. They had just pretty much shut the door on me. And Deanna, you were like a second mom to me, you and Vicki. And any time I needed encouragement or inspiration, you have been there. And everything that you do for me in this church and our community, you're an amazing, amazing woman. And I just want to thank you. But this, I wouldn't be here without God and you. You pushed me and encouraged me. I just want to say thank you. So, there's still struggles every day, but it's like really amazing when I get a paycheck and I don't even think about it. And, it, you know, thank you. And the days that I have thought about it, I've been able to pull myself back out. Amen. Just like, whoa, man, Satan, I rebuke you. Don't even come. Slam the doors. Don says, stomp your head, stomp his head, and get behind me because you're not going to win this time. It's been an amazing journey. Something I've never thought I'd do. I thought I'd die in my addiction. There were days I prayed for death. Just let it end. I don't want to live like this, but I can't stop. And I'm just so happy to wake up every day and have my kids and you guys. I just want to thank God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. What a joy to have a life restored where we can live. Amen. Hey, Jen, come up here for just a minute. Yeah. I don't mean to embarrass you. Hallelujah. But we're going to pray for her because you're on your own journey, ain't you? Amen. And God's been faithful. Amen. And you're excited because you're seeing God do different things, right? Hallelujah. You know, we prayed for her because she thought she had a hip problem. And we were praying, and I said, you know, God's just going to reveal to you. Even go get checked out if you need to. Well, she ended up at the hospital, and for the first time, they said, you know, we're going to give you an MRI. And here they thought she had an old hip injury, but actually, you had a pinched nerve, so they did an emergency surgery. And you are recovering well, and God is with you, isn't he? Yep. Amen. So we're just going to pray with her. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare, God, that you finish this work, God. Father, we thank you that she's pain-free, God, and that, God, supernaturally, you are finishing what the doctors by your hand started, God. And, Lord, we thank you that all pain will go, God. Lord, that the final, every evidence of total restoration will be upon her, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, do you want to tell us anything about your own process or just anything you'd like to say about what God's doing for you?
I am 102 days clean and sober today. And I'm so grateful for my best friend, Amber, because she's always been there for me, and she's the one who helped drag me out and helped minister to me and taught me everything that I needed to know to help bring me to where I am today. And she brought me to this amazing church with this amazing community and you. And thank you. And thank you all for praying for me. It's definitely working. I had a surgery a week ago, and I'm standing up here today. How amazing is that? Thank you, God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. I heard a little too much emphasis over there on the burden part of having to deal with me, but amen. Hey, I know I didn't ask her, but I think we might. Jess, do you want to tell us anything? All right, come on up here. Ooh, I really planned on doing this a week or two from now, but today must be the day.
Must be. So I'm so thankful for this church. That's why I come twice a week. Yeah. And I'm here, and I want to be here. This is where I want to be. I serve church every day. I make my own church every day, obviously. But I'm just really thankful for everyone because I would not be here. Especially, I got her coming up here. And she's been a blessing in my life, too, as well. So, she's like, no, I can see it. But I just want to thank, everyone here. Everyone's been a blessing to me. And God has been the biggest part of me getting saved. For 15 years, I just was lost, numb to everything. And I'm grateful now. I'm grateful to God. And I'm grateful to all of you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I want to tell you that we're going to be vision building and reminding ourselves of things. Because I think it was definitely several years ago, but I was in prayer. And God gave me a vision in the new building. And he showed me that we had just one whole section that had 50 people that were recovered long-term from drug battles. And I promise you that God is doing something that every one of us need to be appreciative of and join into and take to the next realm of what God wants to do for every one of us. And so we just want to celebrate what God is doing. We just want to be thankful. We could take testimonies all day about what God is doing. But I think this is just something that's very significant in our life for us to understand. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to keep pressing into love because that's what it takes. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. You know, now, when we get to moments like this, we don't need to see any more of why we want to tithe, why we want to give, why we want to sow, why we want the opportunity for God to just move in our life. So just based upon the testimonies of God's goodness, we're just going to take up an offering, and God is going to continue to make every one of you a delightsome land because that's what he does. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory, God. We declare your goodness, God. And Lord, we just give you praise today, Father. Lord, we thank you that we attend to the weightier things of the law, mercy, judgment, grace, and faith. And God, we just take this time to release, God, what we've done with the works of our hand, what we've done with our trust in you, God. God, I think about the jobs you've given and the doors you've opened, God, because of your love and mercy on people, God. And Lord, out of that, we just come and we give, God. And Lord, I thank you that you rebuke the devourer, God. Lord, that you add to our life, God, press down, good measure, running over, God. You help us, and Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to preach to us today, and we're going to get right into the message because I think it's critical because it's going to talk about faith and love of Christ towards us and what that means in our own life and who we need to be as the people of God. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But anyhow, the Bible says here in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You know what I love here is that we get a revelation of the very fact of what we know about this historical documentation of humanity. Remember, we have been studying how this Bible is not just a good book of good sayings. This is not just ideology or some kind of philosophical thinking or something that we just want to have a good moral start so we put the foundations of the Bible in our life. No, no, no. This is God's instructional textbook of how humanity is meant to navigate life. And in this process, we discover that mankind was never to exist on this earth without having a relationship with God through salvation. I think it's so amazing because out of the testimonies that we heard, the solid foundation of turning our life and putting our feet on stable ground where we can take and throw off our past and step into the victory of our tomorrow begins with the decision that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I want to speak to you from this standpoint because we hear that not only faith, but the love of God is what took us to the place of being broken and without and smashed the doors to darkness and gave us birthing into the life of God. So I want you to know that in this next dimension of who we are going to continue to make a course correction on the fact that faith, love, and God was never meant to be about me, myself, and my perfect moment and me getting the things of God to run my own direction. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that if you really want to get to the epitome of what caused the flood and what caused destruction to come on the earth, you'll find that men and women chose to go back to their own house, leave God, and do things in their own way. We're not that humanity. I want you to know something, that we live out of the faith and the love of Jesus Christ. And one thing that we recognize about Jesus was he was not self-focused, he was other-focused. And I want you to know that if we don't live out of our own strength, and we live out of the faith and the love of Jesus, then guess what? Our nature is going to be reflected of the Christ nature that we saw reflected through how Jesus lived his life. You know, I was talking with someone recently, and they said to me, I'm so glad that we have grace, because grace means we don't have to work for anything. I said, whoa, that's a lie from the pit of hell. He said, what? I said, no. I said, because of grace. The Lord says in Romans chapter 5 that we have been given a strength and made strong, and now we're not working to achieve the love of God. We're not working to be accepted. We've already been that through the salvation of Jesus Christ, but now all of a sudden the Bible says that by grace, the supernatural ability of God comes upon you, and now your works begin to magnify God. So that now all of a sudden, our works will be a confirmation of salvation in our life. And guess what? The Bible also declares that if we really have the love of Jesus, guess what? Selfish motive and self goes to the bottom of the earth. And the power that really comes upon you as a Christian is that now because you love your sin, now because you love mankind, and now because you love your faith family, you live your life searching and leading towards the Lord. See, here's what's so powerful about the way God has done things, is that now I cannot be responsible for everybody else, but I am responsible for me. And I have varying responsibilities within that. One is that I love the Lord my God with all my heart.
But because I love the Lord with all my God, with all my heart, I'm actually automatically going to love others as I would love myself. The love of Christ is the love of Christ is the love of Christ is
Thank you. excited because you're alive and we believe that out of your life, the life is going to come in the lives of other people. Rejoice in hope, patience, tribulation, contentment, patience, therefore, that
With
Thank you.
Lord, we